We welcome you back in to the Coach's Conversation. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner as we broadcast from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, talking by phone today to Coach Joey Reed of the Eagleville Eagles. And Coach, you've got a lot of things going on at Eagleville this morning with Junior Pro. You always have big Junior Pro program, and sometimes it's just hard to get away, isn't it?
It seems that way. We've Junior Pro, Coach Tollett started it a few years ago, and it's grown. Mr. Ben Cates has done a superb job of getting a lot of schools involved, and I think we're playing basketball in two gyms from 9 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night. So that's great for the second through fifth graders of Rutherford County.
Not only that, but I guess you get to see a lot of the kids. A lot of the kids get to know you, and obviously they're going to get older, and as they do, they're going to come up through your high school and middle school programs and things of that nature. So it's a win-win, really.
Yeah, it's a really rare situation to be when you're a high school coach. I know I have players playing for me now that are juniors, Ben Kelly, Bo Tollett, Andrew Jernigan, that have played junior pro at Eagleville since they were in the second grade, and now they're juniors, and they're back playing, and Bo and Ben are actually coaching one of the junior pro teams this year, so it makes it really special, the relationship that you build with those kids over the years, and then see them come back and give back to the junior pro program that they were such a huge part of. It's really special.
Well, I know that Bo, when that's Bill's son, when Bill was head coach, he'd come down to Shoney's every now and then for the coaches show when we were doing it there, and of course would have Bo with him, and he'd be all decked out, and he'd have a basketball with him, you know, and you never saw that kid without a basketball. That's just kind of the, what do we call that, gym rats?
Well, he's definitely a gym rat, and he's traded the basketball in for his NBA 2K12 video game that he carries around everywhere he goes now, and he's definitely grown up in the gym. He tells me every day that I have to last at least 6 more years because he's going to come back and take my job in 6 years and be the head coach of Eagleville.
There you go. Well,
he's already got his plans in place.
And if you're still there in 6 years, you're out of there, buddy, I guess, huh?
That's what he keeps telling me.
Joey Reed with us this morning as we talk about the Eagles. I tell you what, Joey, you've got yourself in quite a district race because there hasn't been a whole lot settled, and we're, I guess, getting close to, or just a little over halfway through the district slate. Is that right?
We'll be halfway next week.
Okay. And with that being said, between third through seventh, isn't there just like everyone's right there?
I think it's going to come down to a lot of statistics-wise where people have to do head-to-head battles right now. Hopefully we can separate, get some teams out there, get some wins, and kind of get it separated. But right now it seems like everybody's beating each other with community staying at the top and all the rest of us are kind of right here close to each other. I know Forest is in second place. MTCS beat Forest a few weeks ago. So it's almost like it's anybody's ball game right now, and it's exciting for our district. I know it's great basketball right now. People could come out and watch a great basketball game every night. Every game's closed. There's no blowouts this year in any district games, not even with the top seed playing the bottom seed. There's never a blowout, which makes for great basketball.
Well, if you're not careful, though, it will do things to you like what happened to Jason Piercy. You won't have any hair left.
Yeah, that may happen. I know it's getting to that point. We have all new coaches this year, and it's you have to learn. New coaches have new strategies, and it's gotten to the point where every night people are throwing something new at you, and it's exciting. It makes for a great district. It makes for great play.
Joey, the fact that coming in, you're kind of right around the 300 mark in district play, give or take a game or two. And with that being said, I know it's not where you want to be, but with a young bunch and also with some injuries that you're dealing with right now, at least maybe in this second half you can make a push and get some folks healthy.
Well, the biggest problem that we've had is injuries. Austin Driver has missed games this year. Will Akins broke his nose Friday night against Columbia Academy, and it's a pretty bad break. He's going to miss a lot of days. It was a bad enough break that he's going to have surgery this week on his nose. So we're going to miss Will, who is our defensive presence inside. He's the best defender on the team, who always guards the team's best player. And we really are going to miss him. But we got a lot of younger guys. The other night against Huntland in the fourth quarter, we had 2 sophomores and 3 juniors on the court, which builds depth. Ryan G., who's a senior, has really had to step into a role, and he's really having to play a lot of different positions, and he's having to be a senior that's been through the battles before, that's seen a lot of what teams can throw at us, and he's really having to adapt and be a really good, strong leader for this team because he's been through the battles and some of these younger guys have not. And he's doing a great job of keeping these guys motivated, keeping the spirits up on the team when we're struggling, because he has been through it before. Him and Ben are doing a great job of letting them know what to expect with district contest, and they're really being great leaders for these young kids.
Well, that's obviously what it takes to get through, and you want to get everybody healthy and back as quickly as you can. But the fact that you're building depth now, and if you can kind of hold your own and get to the district tournament, that's only going to help.
Yeah. And a lot of it that'll help us, I think, is MTCS is hosting the district tournament this year, and it's not bad travel for these young guys. The biggest part with a team that this young is the travel, the drive when they're riding a bus for 2 hours. Some of them have never done it before, because when you're in the middle school, you don't really travel that far. And now they're riding a bus for 2 hours and having to get out and play basketball. It's a big adjustment for them, and it's something that you have to teach yourself to take care of your body, to be prepared to ride the bus. And the young guys are figuring it out. Ben and Ryan are really doing a good job of helping them. They're telling them, you need to eat before you get on the bus. You need to rest on the bus. It's a growing experience, and they're doing a good job of it. They're young, but they're figuring it out.
Hey, Joey Huntland called and said they'd be glad to host the tournament again.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. And and I don't know if I'd be too opposed of it, since we won it last year at their place. I'm not so sure I wouldn't be opposed of it. If Spears is not too comfortable shooting in that gym, I might like it a little bit better.
There you go. Joey Reed joining us, Eagleville boys basketball coach. You get to the midway point in the district. It seems like you've been playing district games for so long, and we talk about, you know, last night was the first night in District 7 AAA of district play, and you all have been doing this since early December. So this district is just too big, don't you think?
It's large. Eight teams in a district is really big, and I know there's some other districts not too far away from us in single A that have five teams. It would be nice for it to be balanced out, but I don't really know how they could do that without realigning everybody. It's a big district. It makes for a lot of good basketball, though. There's every game matters when it comes time to the tournament. You got a seed, and with the district being so balanced this year, with anybody could beat anybody any night, it's going to make for one of the most exciting district tournaments in the area. Especially, it's right here in Murfreesboro. It's right in Middle Tennessee. It's going to be exciting basketball for people to see.
I guess there are pluses and minuses to it. You know, District 7 AAA teams say they have a hard time finding a schedule, you know, and finding a normal Tuesday, Friday. So that's at least a little easier for you that your schedule's already kind of done. You've got 16 games already, or what is it, maybe 15 game or 14 already scheduled, whatever it is.
Yeah, Chris and I talked about it when it was time to make the schedule. Our biggest problem with scheduling for us is getting teams to come to the Christmas Classic. And other than that, our schedule's pretty much made for us.
Yeah. By the way, how did that go out there?
It was a really good Christmas Classic. We had a lot of really good games, a lot of competitive games. I don't think there was many blowouts. I think every game was close, except for Chris had some really good wins. His girls are playing really good basketball right now, which is exciting for those girls. It was a really good Classic. Great attendance, great basketball, as always.
Well, is it going to his head at all, you know, to Chris's head at all, that the girls are playing so well?
I don't think so. I think Chris is pretty grounded and focused. And that's the key with Chris and the girls. They're so focused this year, and they have a goal, and they want to meet that goal. And I'm excited for the girls, and I'm excited for Chris at how hard they're working, how excited they are to play basketball every night. It's really good for Eagleville girls basketball.
Absolutely. Very exciting. Should be an exciting week, girls and boys basketball-wise, for you all as well next week. A game that I guess is good to get on the floor over there, and hopefully you're playing a lot of games on that floor later on at Middle Tennessee Christian School on Tuesday. It's not only a district game, but also where the district tournament will be played. And the way this tournament works, you play all the games at all that same location.
Yeah, and MTCS has got such a great facility, and they are so used to hosting tournaments because they host the James Hill. It's going to be a great tournament. It's going to be a great atmosphere. The rivalry between MTCS and Eagleville has gotten so strong that I think Tuesday night's going to be a great battle for both teams because the rivalry's there. Coach Piercy does such a great job coaching those guys. Sometimes I wish he would not run so many picks and have to prepare for those picks the way we do. But it's going to be exciting. He does a great job. He's got two of the best scorers I've seen in a long time in this district. Spears can shoot from anywhere. It's going to be a really good basketball game.
It's always one of those basketball games where you get the two schools together, and we say it seems like every time it's your biggest rival. So Eagleville has more rivals than anybody, but I would think for Middle Tennessee Christian School, it is their biggest rival.
Well, I think a lot of it is we're so close. We know each other so well. These kids played each other in middle school, and they've known each other their whole lives. The football program is the big rivalry in Rutherford County for us is the football program, and it's carried over into basketball. It's one of those things where you don't want to lose. It's a battle, and it seems like no matter whose team's better every year, it's always a close game. I think last year we played them in the first round of the district tournament, and it came down to the last shot. And that's you can't beat that kind of basketball. And it doesn't matter whose team's better. It doesn't matter who's got the best player. It just always comes down to a battle because when you get into rivalry basketball like that, it's almost like you can throw statistics out the window. You can throw everything out and because it's just going to be a battle on the basketball court.
Something that kind of popped into my mind, the fact that you do play all of these same teams in the district, at the younger kids play in that Duck River League, and it's the same teams. Does that help build rivalries as well because they know the communities in the Forest and the Moore counties and the Christian schools? I mean, does that help, you know, with competition and building a rivalry between all the schools?
It makes it different because these kids have played each other so long. They get to know each other's habits, and they get to know their tendencies, and they prepare for each other so well, and it's like they know their best move, and it's one of those things where you watch them grow as they get older and older and older, and it's one of those things where you see if one's really good in seventh grade, they kind of catch up with each other their junior and senior year, and it becomes even more battle. It's something special to watch, and I know that Forest World Tournament where the Duck River Valley Championship is played, those guys get out there and battle, and then it carries over into high school. And a lot of the things, when it carries over to high school in the district, it doesn't matter the talent-wise because it's still a battle, which makes it's like North Carolina and Duke. They always are competitive with each other no matter who's number one and who's lower in the rankings. It's always a competitive game, and that's kind of what our district has become.
Yeah, it's really fun. And this Thursday, by the way, you also play Central. So is that at home or away? Do you remember?
That is going to be home. That is our homecoming.
Okay. So that's this Thursday night. So Tuesday, Middle Tennessee Christian School and Murfreesboro Central on Thursday. It's kind of a Rutherford County week for you coming up.
It's a Rutherford County week. It's a good week for us. It's not a lot of travel, which we really appreciate in this district because sometimes we're driving a long way to play some basketball games. It's one of those weeks where it's nice to play on the road, but it's not really a road game because it's right down the road. It's not a two-hour bus ride. There's not the pressure of playing at home. And we've played at home so much over Christmas break. I don't think we've been on the road since December the 21st. So it's good to get away from Eagleville for a little while and play some basketball.
Joey, best of luck, and we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Joey Reed, Eagleville boys basketball coach, joining us on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. We'll return and have more conversation from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant coming up in a moment.